Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson. All right, here's... I just saw the second answer. We played cliffhanger with Deshaun Hand's career stats with the Lions. I had Kang and Gator both stop when I got to the number of solo tackles. They both had me stop at 22, interestingly. Sacks, Gator, you stopped at two. Or, no, you stopped at one. Kang stopped at one. Gator, you stopped at two.
I stopped at two.
Here, unnamed texter says, 20 solos, 4 sacks. The second text from an unnamed texter said, surprise Gator didn't answer, coconut.
That'd be a good answer. Zero, right? Coconut?
That's funny. It's funny stuff. Coconut.
A couple weeks ago, Kang asked us, after Kelly Stafford threw a pretzel at a fan, if we were to get it, it was during the Omaha Y9 4-down around the league blitz thingy, if we had to defend our lives with something you could get a concession stand at a game, Gator answered coconut.
Because I thought he meant grocery store, not concession stand, and I didn't read it correctly. It's on me. I said coconut. And to my knowledge, you cannot purchase coconut at a concession stand.
Maybe at a Hawaii game. I don't
right.
know. But. And he was so happy, people. He was like, I love this question. And I cannot wait.
I did love the question. I still love the question. I just didn't answer it correctly. And then I thought, pineapple would have been better because it's spiky.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Again, you can't get that at a concession stand. Not but then general. I answered it for real.
We don't care about that answer.
I know, but I thought it was a good one. Going with the jalapenos. And then, yeah. Whatever. Okay, fine. All coconut. Right, coconut.
Unnamed texter, 4 sacks. Rick and Shelby says, I'll go with 3 sacks, 25 solo tackles. Donna Roseville says, 23 solo tackles, 3 sacks. Steve from Flint, 20 tackles, no sacks. Josh writes in, 20 solos, no sacks. Unnamed texter, who's Deshaun Hand? unnamed texter, Deshaun Hand just made the Pro Bowl with the Patriots. Unnamed texter, 18 tackles, 3 sacks. And Brian the mailman says, I'll say 0 sacks and 23 tackles.
Hey, for what it's worth, he did have one solo tackle this year.
Sweet.
Against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Good. His final career stats with the Detroit Lions, Deshaun Hand had 39 solo tackles and 3 career sacks.
Yes, and you asked, did I think he was going to be a solid starter? My answer was yes. I didn't realize until I go back and look at his stats, but this is why. His rookie season, he played in 13 games. He started 8 of them. He had 3 sacks and 22 solo tackles in his first season with the Lions, which was abbreviated. So I'm like, okay, looks good. His high sack total at Alabama in any given season was 3 as well, I believe. Then he would go the next 3 seasons without recording a single quarterback sack and only recording another 17 solo tackles.
Do you have the – what are his forced fumble numbers?
Forced fumbles. Care to take a guess?
You have 2?
He had 3.
3. So Deshaun Hand.
And 2 of those were in his first year. He had a really good rookie season.
He had a really good rookie season. It felt really promising, but.
He had 2 forced fumbles. He recovered a fumble. He had 3 sacks, 4 tackles for loss.
this is the cautionary case. While we all sit here and revel in the start of Lucas Raymond and Mo Sider and Casey Mize and Tarek Skubal.
Different.
I hope so.
Football's different, man.
Football is, you're more like, well, I mean, I don't know, pitcher's arms.
Fair enough. Let's not put that juju there. But just it feels like Lions and defensive linemen, they just haven't had the luck of a guy who's been healthy the entire time they've been a Detroit Lion, with one exception. And that guy was an ass. And he left.
Yeah.
All right? Aside from Ndamukong Suh, I mean, none of these guys that they've drafted had high hopes for really pan. Sean Rogers, remember that?
Yep.
No, he was oft injured, just didn't really work out.
He was pretty good for a couple years, right?
Right, but again, just a couple of years. And then you look at, like, Ziggy Ansah was good, but oft injured, right? It feels like we're going through it now with Aquara after they just gave him the contract. Yeah. And
but the hand thing, Deshaun Hand was a fourth round
pick. A'shaun Robinson. Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying defensive line has not been kind to the Lions, I feel like, in drafting, where they've had the longevity of guys that have been really good players for a long time.
You could say drafting in general has been good for the Lions.
The Lions have not been good.
we just concluded right here, right now. Through this Deshaun.
Yes.
In contrast, on the offensive side of the ball, I feel like the Lions have done a decent job at drafting offensive linemen. I don't think they've had, I mean, they've had flops here and there, but they've, for the last 30 years, it feels like they've drafted pretty good offensive linemen.
They've had some good ones. I mean, the Lomas Brown, Kevin Glover line was tremendous. This line has some real chance.
I don't even go past that era. Just look at it like the Jeff Backus era, right? People in this town destroyed Jeff Backus unfairly. How many games did he miss in like the 10 or 11 years he played with the Lions?
Very few.
Very few. And he was good. Wasn't great, but he was good. He was a top half of the league tackle. But everybody remembers him missing the block against the Bears and getting Stafford killed.
Yep.
That's what everybody remembers. Dominic Raiola was a good center, not a great center.
Good center. I mean, I can't.
Again, another guy who played.
Stocker McDougal, Riley Reiff. I mean, I have some other memories of offense. Juan Roque, Aaron Gibson. There's plenty of examples of guys
Aaron
who stuck.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah, I'm
but
not
I
sure.
I feel like
I'm,
there's more positive with the offensive line than negative. My point is, how many defensive linemen can you say that they've drafted where they're like, oh, yeah, aside from Sue?
Robert Porchet.
All right, let's not go back to 1990 or
91. I did it with Lomas Brown.
And I said after that era. I didn't even include that Lomas Brown.
I'm including the era. But yes, Porchet was good. They haven't had as much luck on the defensive line. I don't know that they've had that much more luck
Porchet
on the offensive
and
line.
Sue.
Well, I think Rodgers, Fairley, Ansah were okay. They weren't total busts.
Not total busts.
When Fairley and Sue were together, that was a really good defensive line. That was when they made the playoffs.
This offensive line has potential to be one of their better ones in a while. I'll say that. 248-539-9797. Okay, so we got a mock draft scheduled for next hour, 12:30. Join us for that. In the meantime, Gator, we need to bring something up.
By the way, Nick Fairley didn't even play a complete season with the Lions. Not once.
And?
What's my point?
It wasn't horrible. Fairley was... It was all
played
right.
4 years for the Lions and never played 16 games in the season. In fact, the last time he played 16 games in a season was his last year in the league with New Orleans in 2016. His career lasted 5 years.
You know, we've
sorry,
lost
six
Gator,
years.
Right.
I do realize
I know. That. I can already tell. Like,
no,
he's about to do the last 25 years comparing offensive and defensive.
I'm not going to do 20. Wait. What did I didn't even go there. You're the one who went back that far. I was just going recently.
Someone just texting Bubba Baker, guys, was a beast.
Doug English.
Yeah, thanks, Doug English. Yeah. William Gay. Dave Purifoy. Yeah.
All right.
Remember the fearsome foursome? The,
you want a history lesson?
Let me give you a history lesson.
Let me tell you about Alex Kurtz.
We haven't had a chance to bring something up with you that got a lot of attention on Monday.
Is this another gotcha?
No.
Okay.
And I'll start with this. I'd get up on yesterday morning in the cubicle watching and getting ready for the show. They had Dan Graziano, NFL writer, on, and they said, overreaction or not? And the question was, the Los Angeles Rams will not make the playoffs. Overreaction or not? And Dan Graziano said, not.
Really?
Yes. He said not.
They'd have to do a lot of losing to not make the playoffs.
Well, guess what they're going to do?
Well, they've done. Well, I know you're
There's
pointing to desk. Desk of Doom.
There's a desk over there with the Rams logo on it. Do you know that the Lions have a better record than the Rams since their logo went on the desk of Doom?
Because the Lions tied?
The Rams are 0-3.
Lions
the
are
Lions are 0-2-1.
I did not know that. That is fact, is what that is.
That's unbelievable.
Can it I ask really you something? Is.
Because I wasn't here Friday. Did you put the logo of Ohio State on the desk of Doom?
I did not.
Okay.
If we didn't use it for Michigan State, we weren't going to use it for Michigan. Plus, one thing at a time. I don't want to mess with the mojo of the desk.
Look,
so no, I did not.
I think it's hilarious what's going on with the Rams. I think it's fun to watch Stafford do the same thing with the Rams that he did with the Lions. The difference is the Rams have a better team than the Lions ever had. So despite the fact that he is going to make giant mistakes at inopportune times, he's also still going to win some games. And they already have 7 wins on the season. So they're pretty locked in with the wild card. They are, I think that they're the number one wild card team. They have a ways to go before they drop below that line. They'll end up winning probably 10 or 11 games this year. Even if they win 9 games, it's still likely a playoff team. But you no longer feel that the Rams are, like people did say 6 weeks ago, hey, this team, they could win the Super Bowl. This is a juggernaut team. When we were looking at the Lions in the mock drafts and looking at that second pick, and it was around 30, 29. I mean, now you're starting to look at 22.
Yep.
Delicious.
They're working their way towards simply being on the graphic.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And, oh, he's banged up. Huh. No, he hasn't missed any time yet. But, hey, we'll see what happens. We'll just, keep watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.